Sounds like this. Sunday's 5 to 7 p.m. Sheffield Live 93.2.
good afternoon, Sheffield. Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you.
No, no. Stop it. Stop it. Oh. Yeah. All right, hang on. Yeah, it's not for me, obviously. That's the Aki Takasi Trio and a track called Song for Hope. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful stuff. Just released an album by him, and also it comes from a series on BBE Records. They've been doing them for the last 5 or 6 years, exploring all the sort of treasure trove of 1960s and 1970s Japanese jazz music. It's called J-Jazz. Check out the compilations. There's so many good stuff. So much good stuff on there. Like I barely touched the surface with it because they're all big. They're all big double albums. Big double albums? You know what I mean? They're lengthy. They're lengthy. There's a lot of it. And there's about 4 volumes. They're now doing a book as well. So all sorts of stuff to delve into. Got to give a big shout out to DJ Ski for the past couple of hours with the platinum plates. He wasn't very happy about the sound from one of the record decks. And I've got to take responsibility for that because I changed them over. So, Sabotage. Chris Welch with Sounds Like This through till 7 o'clock.
You ever feel kind of down and out, you don't know just what to do? Living all of your days in darkness, let the sun shine through. You ever feel that somehow, somewhere you lost your way? And if you don't get a help quick, you won't make it through the day. Could you call on Lady Day? Could you call on John Coltrane? Because they'll watch your troubles, your troubles, your troubles, your troubles, your troubles away. A plastic people with plastic minds are on the way to plastic home. There's no beginning, there ain't no end. They just on and on and on and on and on. It's all because they're so afraid to say that they're alone. Until a hero rides and rides in on his saxophone. Could you call on Lady Day? Could you call on John Coltrane? Because they'll watch your troubles, your troubles, your troubles, your troubles, your troubles away. They'll watch your troubles away. Don't get a help quick, you won't.
Yes, yes, y'all, this is Jose James, and you are now listening to Sounds Like This on Sheffield Live.
Trashman didn't get my trash today. Oh, why? Because they want more pay. Buses on track want to raise in fare so they can help pollute the air. But that's what makes the world go round. The ups and downs of carousels, changing people's heads around. Go underground, young man. People make the world go round. Wall Street losing dough on every share. They're blaming it on longer hair. Big men smoking in their easy chair on a fat cigar without a care. Oh, but that's what makes the world go round. The ups and downs of carousel. Changing people's heads around. Go underground, young man. People make the world go round. Carousels, changing people's heads around. Go underground, young man. People make the world go round.
Oh,
Kuna Maze, brand new on True Thoughts, I told you, featuring Steve Spacek. One of the most played artists, without a doubt, on this show, Steve Spacek, over the years. And then before that, you heard, send that one out to Roof. Inner Zone Orchestra, People Make the World Go Round, their version, Carl Craig's version from his Inner Zone Orchestra album from about 15, 20 years ago. That one, it's called the J88 edit. It's a Benji B production, funny enough, or a little edit of it. And then what did you hear before that? Oh yeah, Billy Valentine, who does like some really good cover versions of loads and loads of songs. They've got an album on Acid Jazz, and that one's Lady Day and John Coltrane. This one, brand new. I think the first track I heard from this artist, Audrey Pound, was on a compilation called Sunny Side Up, which focused on soul and jazz music coming out of Melbourne. She plays trumpet, she sings, she's got a brand new album out on BBE, came out I think on Friday. Haven't had a chance to check all of it yet, but the bits I have heard sound fantastic. She's called Audrey Pound. This is called From the Fire.
Thank you. Yeah. keep on searching. The promised land is coming. The promised land is coming. I keep on searching.
Yeah, they sounded quite sane. I think they're like a UK collective, or I know it's Eric Appelay. Steve Coleman was involved. That one's called The Child of Troubled Times, from an album. There was a sort of series of them. One called Atlanta Soul, Philly Soul, New York Soul. That one's from Philly Soul. But loads of good stuff on there. Jaguar Wright, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Liz Fields, Bilal, Ursula Rucker, Philly. Wow. Jill Scott, Music, Victor to Play, Floetry. Might have to dip into that again before the end of the show. This one's brand new. Isaiah Collier.
Harmonies and honesty. I know we can move in love with our all joining as one. Lord, help me with sharing my heart with my brothers and my sisters. We all belong to this earth, so Lord, help us share. Some more love.
The sound of Isaiah Collier featuring D. Alexander and a track called Love. His stuff's amazing. Go and check it out. It's like that spiritual jazz, that big sound with great big vocals and all that kind of good stuff. And a lot of it, I think, is recorded sort of direct to disc as well. Isaiah Collier and The Chosen Few is the sort of name he goes under, but there's lots of different ones. Really want to see him live as well. I think he might be at We Out Here Festival in the summer, which... yeah, we're lucky enough to be playing that again. So me and Levi representing Phonetics. There'll be quite a few of Sheffield crew down there as well, including, I know Stoatey's down there as well. So we'll be at the margins, you know what I mean? Just doing those little bits. Looking forward to that. And also got to mention, I think it's June the 25th by memory. I think it's June the 25th. There's a little jazz festival putting on by Footprints Jazz in the Park. Footprints and Apricot Ballroom putting that on. I'm just going to try and get the date right. I think it's Saturday the 22nd in Western Park. And it's also a sort of charity event for low-grade ovarian cancer, yeah. So there's a charitable element to it as well. Tickets are on sale now. Mansia Brown's there. Donna Leake, there's lots of other people as well. Should be just nice to have a jazz festival in Sheffield, wouldn't it? Do you know one person who I just really want to bring to a gig in Sheffield? I think she's probably, I don't know, she's one of my favourite UK jazz artists and vocalists. And she's just gone and recorded an album of sort of a tribute to Sarah Vaughan. She's obviously done loads and loads of her own stuff as well. Really would check out her last album that came out in 2020 on a more sort of dub tip as well. And I think it was Quake Bass who was on the production of that one on Brownswood, I believe. And there was two albums before that. But yeah, she's brilliant. Zara McFarlane. And this is her version of The Mystery of Man.
And now we look up and aspire.
Yeah, the sound of Norman Connors and his Starship Band. And his version of Creator. Do you know what? I remember once hearing someone play this and thought, I've got to have this version. And the whole album's good. It's got Captain Connors on it. It's got Butterfly on it. It's also, I've got my second-hand copy. It's one of those ones where I like whoever owned it. What they've done is they've kind of like, they put a cross next to it, like in black marker. And then like, no, not a cross, sorry, a tick. And then someone's crossed off one of them as if to say, no, not that one. And then there's like, someone's gone over in red as if to go, yeah, yeah. And I don't know if the red ones are the ones not to play. I don't know. I quite like that kind of, you know, when DJs had to sort of quickly mark up something so they knew what was what. But the best thing about the album, I have to say, is the album cover. I've just sort of posted something on Instagram about it because it's called This Is Your Life. It's got Norman and Miss Eleanor Mills, great singer in herself. And it's got like a horse that doesn't look too comfortable. Looks like it's trying to get away. A white horse. He's in chaps, as in like full riding gear on the beach. Of course, she would be. She's sort of like, looks like she's enthralled with what he's saying. And then the best thing is the other side where we get like a little insert shot of him on the horse and she's holding on to him quite nicely. And then the main photo of him riding the horse. I have to say, I'm no equine specialist. I'm actually quite scared of horses, but he doesn't look like he's that much of a confident jockey. By the look on his face, he looks like this was a publicity stunt that he wished he'd never taken part in. But anyway, check out the album. That's what it's all about. Alicia Joy's back. I mean, she never goes away. She is just so relentless with touring, producing, recording. I spoke to Gilla from First Word in the week because she's got a new single out. She's got a new album on the way. She's been recording in Abbey Road. She'll be back on tour in the UK. And just really, you know, we had a Phonetics last year. And I think it's fair to say that we got overexcited going, oh, God, Alicia Joy coming. And then spoke to loads of people and realised they didn't really know who she was. But you've got to know who she is. And 3070 Collective, Alicia Joy, check her stuff out. She's brilliant. This is her new one called Stay.
Words are power, and love and energy surrounding everything we see. So when I find myself called to be leaning in to listen and take note
to hear the way.
I know you're feeling it too. So here I am asking you to stay. Just as I know you want that for me too.